don't let me interrupt you, but Alex.
107.
Alex, don't let me interrupt you, but...
I'm trying not to, but I'm losing.
Edie called.
Edie who?
Edie McVeigh.
From Tahiti?
No, honey, they got back, but they're throwing their annual party.
It seems to me as though they just gave one.
No, honey, this is a luau.
Isn't it a little cool for that?
No, they're holding it indoors. We'll all sit around on the floor. Won't that be fun?
What's involved?
Nothing's involved. I mean, Edie brought back this moo-moo for me, so...
Ah, that's it.
All the girls are going to wear moo-moos or whatever, and the boys...
And you're trying to tell me I have to wear a costume?
Oh, nothing elaborate, dear. Honey, it'll be fun. And you know how long it's been since we've had any fun?
Well, that's true.
And we've always wanted to go to Tahiti.
McVeigh's rumpus room. Well, it's not exactly my idea of Tahiti, but, when did you say it was?
Next Saturday, the 14th.
The 14th? Wait, I have to be out of town on the 14th.
Alex, you just made that up.
Oh, so help me, I have to be in Cleveland.
Well, it's pretty funny you've never mentioned it before.
Well, slipped my mind, but when you mentioned the 14th, it came back to me.
You sure it wasn't just... when I mentioned costume?
Oh, wait, darling. No, I can make it. I remember. There's a plane out at 2:30. I'll be back. Tell Edie to go ahead and warm up her moo-moo.
Oh, honey, we'll have a wonderful time. We really will. And you know, they always give such wonderful parties. Oh, darling, don't take a dim view. I mean, try to get in the mood.
I'm trying.
And try a little harder.
Whoopee. Oh.
Jeff, watch the TV.
Yeah, now you're getting it.
Hey, it's kind of like working a hula hoop.
Now, drop the towel.
I don't dare. I'll go straight up. Darn it.
Mother. Oh, Mother, you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you, dear.
You look positively glamorous. Not at all like anybody's mother. Sweet.
Jeff, what are you doing?
I'm twisting.
In my day, they called it the Roomba. Everybody's doing it, Mother.
Hey, look, Ma, no hands.
Do we have to listen to that?
Okay.
I wish your father would get here. His plane was due 2 hours ago.
I think he's ducking the whole thing.
Feeling run down, depressed? Is life a little too much for you these days?
You
then
said
you'll
it.
Need a vacation.
Mm, me too.
And now you can afford it. Fly now, pay later on Condor Airlines.
That's
why not
the airline
take that
your father's
you
on.
And your wife have always dreamed of. You're only hours away from the land of enchantment when you fly Condor. Heed the call of romance. Fly with us on our magic carpet flights, where every passenger is...
Boy, Dad
like
must
salt.
Be really living it up.
Music to soothe you. Perfume
just
to put
it.
You at your ease. Every comfort and luxury is yours aboard Condor's fabulous magic carpet flight. Here you are king of the sky. A pampered potentate whose every wish is our command. Miles above the earth, your Condor magic carpet flight whisks you silently through the stratosphere while you recline in ease and splendor while the earth moves silently below. Here, in an
the nicest way to fly.
The opulence of the Arabian night, you ride your magic carpet, smooth as a silken highway spanning the heavens, while you lean back on seats soft as a summer cloud. Trained stewardesses minister to your comfort, exotic dishes to make your dining an unforgettable experience. This is magic carpet luxury. This is magic carpet service.
Honey, turn that off so
and
I can
all
hear.
The while
hello. Oh, Alex, you're so late. I mean, I'm already dressed. You'll have to take a taxi in. Yes, I'll have your costume. In Cleveland? You're still... Oh, Alex, why didn't you call before this? Nobody's been on the phone. I mean, the phone hasn't rung. Have you been on the phone? Oh, no. Oh, well, that airline makes me so mad. Well, no, honey, it isn't your fault. I understand that. No, I wouldn't think of it. It wouldn't be any fun without you. Well, if I'm foolish, that's just the way I am. All right, dear, you call when you get here. Goodbye. I was counting on it, so it's the first time in months.
Well, Mother, why don't you go anyway?
Oh, yeah, Mom, why not?
No, while he sits in some grubby airport.
Oh, Mom, don't cry.
Oh, I'm not crying. It's just that I'm so darn mad. Oh, that stupid airline and their magic carpet flights.
What are you going to do?
Western Union, please.
Mother, what are you going to do?
Give them a piece of my mind. I would like to send a straight message to the president of Condor Airlines in Cleveland, Illinois.
Ohio,
Illinois. I mean, Cleveland, Illinois, Ohio. The message. I have just heard about your magic carpet flights. Doctors traveled faster by horse and buggy. My husband has been sitting in one of your magic carpets for the last 3 hours, unable to get off of the ground. Why don't you try airplanes?
Why don't you try airplanes? Urge immediate investigation. Donna Stone.
Floyd, this should never have reached your desk.
Why not? It was addressed to me, wasn't it?
Well, but we try to protect you naturally.
Well, don't. I don't like that word investigation. I don't like any of it, but I particularly don't like that. We've been getting entirely too much of that kind of publicity lately.
That's your department. Well, Chief, I...
Maybe the advertising to claim should be held down until the traffic department can catch up with him.
Well, now there, Chief, I'm going to have to fight you a little.
Go ahead, fight me.
Well, we're faced with a situation here, granted, but why don't we take the bold approach?
How do you mean?
Publish the telegram. Run it in an ad.
Are you out of your mind? Shut up! Let's hear this. Maybe he's got something.
Well, just thinking aloud, you understand. We run the telegram, then reply to it. With a big headline. Yes, Mrs. Stone, we goofed.
Are you...
Quiet!
Go on.
Go on.
Yes, Mrs. Stone, we goofed. But our planes don't leave the ground until every nut and bolt has been checked and the weather conditions are right. And when they go, they go. We stress the safety factor, see?
Always good.
Always good. But we don't leave it there. We look up this little old lady, wherever she lives. Get a hold of her and this country doctor, and we book them on one of our luxury flights. Compliments of the airline. Give her the real magic carpet treatment. Show her the time of her life and make her eat her words. In a nice way, of course.
You mean a testimonial?
Testimonial, nothing. We'll make a picture story of it. Tie in with some national magazine.
Well, if they'll go for it.
That's my department.
Get right on this, Connors. You are. Don't move.
Oh, Alex, I'm so glad you came all early.
Well, I thought after last night I'd better.
Guess what's up?
Another luau.
No, even better. Come on, sit down.
Something I can't take standing up?
You sit down. How would you like a trip to Tahiti?
I would love a trip to Tahiti. I would also love to have a yacht and a few other things. Why?
Oh, that darn phone. Dr. Stone's residence. Oh, Edie.
Well, aren't you the sly one? Why didn't you tell us?
Tell you what?
About your trip. It's in the evening paper.
It is?
Uh-huh.
But what does it say?
Well, it says...
Oh, dear, look in the paper.
I don't think it's come yet. Why?
It says that we're going to take a trip.
We are?
Yeah, well, excuse me, dear. I couldn't hear what you... What did you say?
Does it say when we're going?
I know. Isn't it incredible?
Does it say where?
Well, of course, we haven't decided, but naturally, I thought we'd go to Tahiti.
Well, that's settled.
Well, I know you do, and my goodness, I wouldn't dream of making a move without consulting you.
When you and Edie in the newspaper get it all decided, let me in on it, huh?
I'll check with you. Oh, I have a million questions to ask you.
I've got a few questions I want to ask you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Edie. Aloha.
We're there already. Now, would you mind explaining?
Honey, you know, I told you that I sent the telegram to the airline last night. Well, they called today.
They're suing us.
Oh, no, dear. They want to give us one of their free flights, one of their deluxe trips, with all expenses paid. Oh, honey, isn't that wonderful?
There's a hook in this somewhere.
Oh, honey, why should there be? I mean, it happens all the time on Green for a Day, and this is your life. It's just never happened to us before.
You didn't tell them we'd go, did you?
Oh, honey, I didn't tell them anything. I was so surprised. Well, I did tell them that I would talk to you, but we'll go. Why shouldn't we?
Well, for all kinds of reasons.
Well, why? I mean, name me one.
Well, I can't think of them all right off, but...
Well... You're just going to sit there and think up excuses. Honestly, honey, there are some times in your life you... We'll never have a chance like this again. Edie has so many friends over there. She wanted us to look them all up.
Oh, great vacation.
Well, actually, honey, we wouldn't have to see anyone. I mean, this could be just for you and me. As a matter of fact, it just occurred to me. This would give me a chance to show off in my muumuu. You know, you've never seen me in it.
Honey, you can wear that muumuu for me any time you want to.
No, darling. I want to save it for the trip.
Oh, great. Wife buys a muumuu, a man has to go 6,000 miles to see her.
Your party's here.
Arriving on gate 3. Thank you.
Mr. Connors, this is your party.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Stone.
How do you do?
And this is my husband.
How do you do?
Your mother came with you, I hope.
My mother?
Whose mother?
I thought she understood. I talked with her on the telephone. We hope to get some pictures.
Well, you talked with me.
You're the Mrs. Stone? You sent the telegram.
I should apologize, really. I never dreamed it would lead to this.
This puts a whole different face on things, I'm afraid. Mr. Brill from Theme Magazine.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Would you excuse us a moment?
Oh, yes, of course.
That's your little old lady?
I'm sorry, Kurt. I had no idea.
But he's a horse and buggy doctor.
I know. They'll never believe it. They'll think we hired some models.
Wait a minute. Maybe we got something here the magazine will really go for.
How do you mean?
Give it the medical slant. They're hot for medicine.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Day of the horse and buggy doctor's gone. Modern day doctor's jet propelled. Practice knows no bounds. Modern airlines, he can be in the Congo treating a case of beriberi in the time it used to take him to reach a local case of gout.
And his wife can go along for half fare. It ties in.
Your attention, please.
We show the whole thing. Doctor gets a call. Long distance. Wife packs bags. Boom. 3,000 miles. He's looking down the throat of an Eskimo. They are.
And they have a ball doing it. Kurt, you're in the wrong racket.
Same racket.
Mrs. Stone. Doctor? How soon can you and the good doctor be ready to leave?
Oh, well, that's up to my husband.
No, that's up to my wife. I had nothing to do with this.
We have a magic carpet flight leaving Chicago tomorrow at 10 p.m. Connecting flight leaves here at 8:20. Now, do you think you can make that?
Oh, well, we'll need some time to pack, but...
Go right ahead. Kurt here can shoot while you're doing it.
Shoot? Shoot what?
Well, we'll want some candid shots around the home before you leave. You know, packing, getting ready to go, and so on, right?
Now, wait a minute. Nobody sent anything to me about pictures. My wife sent this ridiculous telegram before I know
Excuse
it.
Excuse me, dear. Just a moment. Dear, you are looking a gift horse in the mouth.
I know it. I don't like what I see.
This airline is paying for the whole thing. Now, you have to expect that they'll get something out of it.
It's so undignified. People coming into your house to take pictures.
Edward R. Murrow did it for years, and you can't get more dignified than Edward R. Murrow. And you know, honey, sometimes you remind me of him just a little. You really do. Honey, what harm can it do? Come on. We'll do it.
Good. Miss Noonan, will you make a reservation on our flight number 7? That's the magic carpet flight leaving Chicago tomorrow.
Oh, excuse me. There is just one thing.
Yes?
I'll need some time to do some shopping for some new clothes, because I understand the climate is much warmer in Tahiti.
Tahiti?
I have a friend who just came back from there, and she said to be sure to take nothing but cottons.
Mrs. Stone, our airline has no flight to Tahiti.
No flight to Tahiti? Hawaii?
Catalina? Well, what about your ads? What about your magic carpets?
Actually, we have only one magic carpet flight in operation at present. But I can assure you it's a wonderful trip.
Where to?
Alaska.
Alaska?
Our 49th state.
Oh, that Alaska.
Alex, I could cry.
Oh, now, don't do that.
Believe me, Mrs. Stone, nothing was ever said about Tahiti.
Time out again. Darling, now, let's try to be open-minded about this.
You can be open-minded if you want.
Now, where's your spirit of adventure?
It was on its way to Tahiti.
Actually, I've always been rather fascinated by Alaska. Ever since I was a little boy and tried to build a... When I was a kid, I read everything about Alaska I could get my hands on. Land of the Midnight Sun, sled dogs, Arctic explorers, the
All
gold
I
rush.
Know is it's no place to wear a muumuu.
Oh, you're thinking of Alaska in the winter.
Who thinks of it in the summer?
Well, they have a summer. Why, I understand that in some parts of Alaska, they even have mosquitoes.
Well, then by all means, let's go.
Darling, the plain, simple, unescapable fact is that this airline doesn't go to Tahiti.
Oh, I planned a beautiful plan.
Okay. I'm not going to knock myself out trying to sell you on Alaska. But remember, this whole trip was your idea, not mine. I said I'd go. We've made a lot of arrangements. But if you just want to pass it up now and stay home, it's okay with me. I'll tell the guy.
Wait.
What?
Well, honey, if this is a boyhood dream of yours, Alaska, I mean, I've never heard of it, but I don't want to stand in your way.
Now, don't try to pin it on me.
No, I'll be a good sport.
Oh, whatever we do, let's not be good sports. If there's one thing I can't stand it.
Darling, it might be fun, really. I mean, I've been thinking about it, yes. At least it would be different.
Oh, very different.
At least we wouldn't be going someplace where everyone else has been.
Two tickets to Alaska.
Your attention, please.
Oh, surprise!
Oh, bless your heart.
The plane just left.
Oh, wow. Joe, it did not.
I know, you've plenty of time.
Oh, aloha.
Aloha.
How cute.
How did it for you?
A present.
Oh, my.
I found this in the attic, just for you.
Is it alive?
What is it?
A snoot snood.
That's what I needed.
Away we go. We're on our way to Alaska.
Excuse me, doctor. I'll just take your bag to the desk.
Oh, thank you.
The tickets are taken care of. Flight 11 to Chicago.
Right.
Well, darlings, have a perfectly wonderful time up there, and be sure and say hello to everybody for us.
Who do we know in Alaska?
Oh, that's right. We don't know anybody. We'll have a perfectly wonderful time anyway.
Yeah, and Doc, don't rub any noses with those Eskimo girls.
Oh, don't worry.
Your attention. Condor Airlines, flight 11 to Chicago.
That's us.
8:20 will be delayed due to weather conditions.
Well, that gives us a chance to have a cup of coffee together. Come on, where's the coffee
shop? Yeah, yeah, we can play some bridge.
Well, say, you bring the cards?
Don't you mind the last time we were here?
Your attention, please. Condor Airlines, flight 11. This flight is still delayed due to weather conditions. Your attention, please. All arrivals and departures will be temporarily delayed due to adverse weather conditions.
The air feels like it's coming right off the North Pole.
You should have brought a warmer coat, dear.
Yeah. It's quiet, isn't it?
Everything that would make any noise is frozen.
Oh, boy. It's 11:20.
It's cold here. What's it going to be like in Alaska?
Last place in the world I want to be.
I wish I'd like to be at home in bed.
Me too.
Well, why are we sitting here? Are we out of our minds? Come on, let's go.
Where?
Home.
Oh, what about Mr. What's-his-name?
They've had their chance. Come on, let's beat it while we can. There's no one around.
Oh, what about our luggage?
Well, we'll send for it in the morning. Let's get it.
Oh, Doctor, Mrs. Stone, you're not going.
Please. The airline is in touch every minute. We just had word from the Weather Bureau. The fog's expected to lift in the morning.
Well, that's hours from now.
Oh, the airline will be happy to put you up at the nearest motel. That way you'll be ready to leave bright and early.
Thank you, Mr. Connors. And thank the airline for us, too. But my husband and I feel that we've already seen enough of Alaska.
Oh, folks, please. I'm terribly sorry you feel this way. These things do happen, unfortunately.
Yes, we know.
Oh, Doctor, Mrs. Stone, I assure you that everyone at the airline hopes that there are no hard feelings from the president. On down.
Oh, Mr. Connors, if you're worrying about my sending another telegram, please don't.
Aloha.
Hello. No place hasn't changed much.
It always looks better when you've been away. Our little darling. Oh, how could we ever have left him?
Angels, watch over.
Oh, aren't they beautiful? We ought to have them cast in bronze.
Yeah. Hey, you guys home already?
Mm-hmm.
How's the trip?
It was marvelous. There were penguins and polar bears.
Eskimos, igloos.
It was marvelous. But it's wonderful to be home, too. Mm-hmm. Come on, it's your bedtime, dear. Mm. How was your trip?
Put you to sleep.
No, it's time the rest of you was.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation.
from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.